we don't want him to stay. Ali will go out from here, from Yemen.
An airstrike by U.S. military forces has hit the residence of Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The strike reportedly destroyed a building that was Gaddafi's command and control center. Meanwhile, media reports say Gaddafi's son, Hamas, has died of burns apparently caused by a U.S.-led airstrike. Russian Premier Vladimir Putin says the latest UN Security Council resolution authorizing military intervention in Libya resembles a medieval call to crusade. He also condemned the U.S. military operations across the globe. Russia was one of the five Security Council members who abstained from voting for the resolution. In Yemen, two military generals, including General Ali Mohsen al-Ahmar, have joined a protest against President Ali Abdullah Saleh's regime. Ahmar says he will support and protect the protesters. This is Saleh's own tribe, and several leading religious figures have called on him to resign. Also in Yemen, Houthi fighters have seized control of the northern province of Sada. Clashes between Houthis and government forces have left at least 20 people dead so far. The Sana'a regime has harshly clamped down on the Yemenis living in the northern swathes of the country. In Bahrain, thousands of anti-regime protesters have mourned the death of another demonstrator in the village of Buri. The slain protester went missing in recent days and was found on Sunday beaten to death. Opposition says almost 100 people have gone missing during the regime's crackdown on protesters. Human Rights Watch has called on the Bahraini regime to stop arresting doctors and human rights activists. The rights group has also expressed deep concern about the fate of those arrested. Bahraini troops, backed by forces from Saudi Arabia, have cracked down on anti-regime protesters. In Japan, smoke rising out of the reactors at Fukushima nuclear power plant is hampering repair efforts. The smoke scare has halted operations to spray water to help cool the reactor units. This as engineers have finally managed to restore power to all six reactors in the facility. In the United States, economic woes continue as housing market suffers yet another setback in February. Reports say sales of previously owned homes fell by more than 9% last month. Home prices also fell to their lowest levels in nearly a decade.
You got it.